Just ask God to minister to you. Pray that tonight your life will not be the same. Pray that God will touch you in these two nights, that you will have an encounter with Jesus. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord. There's a song we used to do, in your presence there's fullness of joy. God is here. El Park, I don't know if you can help me do that one. In your presence there is fullness of joy, healing flowing, body, soul, and mind. We have the words on the screen. God of work, God, possible is He. Oh, God is He. God is He. Let the broken hearted rejoice. Lift up your head. God is He. Let the weak say, I am poor, all sufficient one. Oh, God is He. Let the broken hearted rejoice. Lift up your head. God is He. His wonders to perform. Let's sing it again. God is here. Oh, God is here. Father, we bless you so much for tonight. We thank you for this time in your presence. Lord, you ordained that this time should come to pass. And that's why, Lord, we are here. We did not plan this. You planned it before time. And you have gathered us in your presence. This gathering is unto you. And tonight, our prayer, Lord, is that we will not leave here the same. We have come to have an encounter with Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you will touch us. You will visit us. We pray that, Lord, you will stir the waters and be a blessing to us, O God. Let no one leave here the same, Lord. May we leave here with miracles and awesome testimonies of what you have done in our lives. Let the discouraged be encouraged, Lord. Let the sick receive healing tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome you, Holy Spirit. Come and do what you do best. Introduce Jesus to us. Thank you, Lord. Have your way, Lord. I yield myself as a vessel. Speak, Lord, through me. Thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. I want us to turn our Bibles to Genesis chapter 28. Hallelujah. Amen. Genesis chapter 28. And we're going to read some scriptures and then we will move on. Some time back we used to say this book of the law, but these days we are saying this screen of the law. So, screen of the law. Right. I want to read from verse 10. Genesis chapter 28, reading from verse 10. The Bible says that, okay, and Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place. Now, if it's your Bible, you can underline it. A certain place. Somebody say a certain place. And tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place. If it's your Bible, you can underline that place. That place. And put them for his pillows and laid down in that place to sleep. You can also underline that. Verse 11 says that, and he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. Verse 13. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. And thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Verse 15. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again unto this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. You can underline that one. 17 says that, and he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it up for a pillar and poured oil upon the top of it. Verse 18, and he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow saying, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, verse 20, so that I come, 21, I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house, and of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. Hallelujah. Can we read one more scripture? Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. Read one more scripture and then we'll hear the word. Amen. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22 says that, but ye are come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. 23. But ye are come, okay, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, 24, and to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. Amen. Well, tonight I want to speak to you on the message I've entitled, Stepping into the Supernatural. Hallelujah. Stepping into the supernatural. I believe that one of the things that most believers, I think that it's a problem with most believers, is that we fail to realize that we are first of all spiritual, then physical or natural. But we tend to be more natural than spiritual. And so we tend to miss out on a lot of things that God wants to do with us. God always operates in the spiritual. Bible says that God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So the only way we can really receive things from God, and that's what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I believe it's 14, that the natural man will not receive anything from the Lord. So if you remain natural, you will never ever encounter the supernatural. Hallelujah. So a lot of people are left out on the things of the supernatural because they remain natural. There's nothing wrong in being natural. It's okay to be natural. I mean, you yourself, sometimes people like to think about things and analyze them and all that. It's good. Keep analyzing. But I realize that you miss out on a lot of things when you're like that, especially things of the spirit. And that's where God meets us, and that's where God blesses us. And so this testimony of Jacob that we just read, that he said that the Lord was in this place and I knew it not. A lot of people have the same testimony. We come to church, we go back the same. We come to church, we don't receive anything. We just go back and we are not affected by what God wanted to do with us. The Lord was in this place. Each time we gather, the Lord is in the place. In fact, Jesus said, he said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in their midst. So Jesus is always here. And in fact, we read from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22, where the Bible says that, but ye are come to Mount Zion. You know, Bishop, the beginning of this year, I was praying to the Lord and I was asking the Lord, what would he want me to do this year? The turning point service, I was just, and he said, I heard it clearly. He said, bring my people up to Mount Zion. You know, and so I've been preaching on Mount Zion since the beginning of the year. Wow. I'm still on it. What a shock. You know, but the Bible says that, but ye are come to Mount Zion. Mount Zion is where God is, where God's presence is. You have come to Mount Zion. You have come to the heavenly Jerusalem. The Bible says that you have come to an innumerable company of angels. So as we've come to this place, there are actually angels here that we cannot even count them. We can't number them. I don't know whether that has occurred to you, but that's the reason why a lot of people come to church. They go back the same because they don't even think that there are angels here. Can you imagine? As you're sitting, an angel is standing by you right now. Has it occurred to you, or you just thought that, oh, that's my neighbor sitting by me. That's it. But it's actually an angel sitting by you, standing by you. So, innumerable company of angels who are there that the Lord has stationed them to bring some things to us. And the Bible says that we've also come to the righteous God, the righteous judge of all. He's God, righteous judge of all. The Bible says that we've come to the spirits of just men made perfect. That means that the people who have died, who were serving the Lord, who knew God and gave themselves to God and have died and they are with the Lord, when we gather, they also gather with us. So as we are here, Abraham is around, Moses is around, Peter is a just man. They are all around. Sarah is around. And the simple reason is this, that if anybody came here and maybe you're believing God for a child and you're wondering whether the Lord would do it, Sarah is around to let you know that, listen, I've been there before and he did it for me. So he will do it for you too. Hallelujah. So they are here. Jesus, the mediator of a better covenant, is here. And then the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things. So you need something better. He's here. The blood is here to ensure that you have something better than what you have. But we need to be conscious of that. So when we are not conscious, we miss out on what God is doing and what God wants to do in our lives. And the reason why I'm talking about stepping into the supernatural is because the natural and the supernatural, it is just a step. It's just a step. You can just step into the supernatural. You just move from the natural into the supernatural. You know, the Bible says that when the Lord appeared to Samuel, when he was in the temple and called him, the Bible says that Samuel thought that it was Eli was calling him because it sounded natural. So there's a thin line between the natural and the supernatural. You may easily miss it. But if you are conscious of it, you easily step into it. And people who are, when they come to church, they receive something. By the time they are going back, they go back home with something. It should not be that we come to church and the Lord is in this place and we don't. But a lot of people are not conscious. And many times we are more conscious of the natural things. Like, well, maybe you are hungry or you're feeling tired, sleepy, you know, you want to wee-wee. These type of things. These are the things that you feel. So when we say that, wow, God is here. I feel the power of God. I feel the presence. You just look around. Where is he? What are they talking about? I don't feel anything. I rather feel hungry. You know, so you never receive anything from the Lord. But God's intention is that when we come, there's something here for you. Every time the people of God gather, God makes arrangement for us. Yeah. You know, when he was writing the letters to the churches in Revelation chapter 2, chapter 3, you find that anytime he writes a letter, he says, unto the angel of the church in Sardis, write, unto the angel of the church in Laodicea, write, unto the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write. He was writing the letters to the church through the angel of the church. The angel of the church is a pastor. An angel is just a messenger. So he was writing things. He was writing letters to the churches, but he was passing it through the pastor. So anytime we gather in church, God has written a letter to you, but through your pastor. So maybe he writes a letter to Lady Pastor Akwili, care of Bishop Joel Obobisa, Lighthouse Chapel International, Oakland. So as he's preaching, your letter is in the preaching. But if you are not conscious of it, you will just be in the church and wonder that what happened today. Yeah. But you're expected to receive your letter. And as I'm preaching now, there's a letter for somebody here and somebody is receiving your letter. So if you are not conscious of these things, you will miss out. Let me show you. Let me give you three reasons why I'm saying that the supernatural is just a step away. Turn to 1 Samuel chapter 30. Chapter 20. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel chapter 20 and verse 3. This is something that David said. He said that, and David swore moreover and said, thy father certainly knoweth that I have found grace in thine eyes. And he said, let not Jonathan know this, lest he be grieved. But truly, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, there is but a step between me and death. A step. Between life and death is just a step. Between the spirit and the physical is just a step. Between the natural and the supernatural is just a step. I mean, if you can get this revelation tonight, I believe that something is going to hit you here tonight. You are just a step away from your miracle. I don't know whether I'm speaking to somebody. You are just a step away from your blessing. You are just a step away from death into life. You are just a step away from something that God has for you. You are just a step away from touching something tangible that God wants to do in your life. You are just a step away from your healing. Just a step away. Somebody say, just a step. If you can just understand this, you will always enjoy coming into the presence of the Lord. But many are not aware of this. That you are just a step away. A step away. Just a step. Oh, you are going to receive a miracle tonight because you understand that you are just a step away from that miracle. God wants you to have it. God wants you to have it. God wants you to have it. Let me give you another one. In John chapter 5. John chapter 5. The Bible talks about this man who was sick. He's been there for many years. 38 years. His sickness was there before Jesus was born. He's been in that thing for a long time. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. And in these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. Verse 4 says that, for an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. And whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in. Karaboshata. Just a step was made whole. You know, every time I think about this scripture, I keep wondering why anytime one person goes in, nobody else will go in again. I personally feel that if some other people had gone in again, they would have received their healing. I don't think that the stirring of the water was just for one person. No, I don't believe so. But somehow, when one person goes in, and I'm sure so, there were some people there who had made themselves masters of the pool. It's okay, it's enough, one person. For one whole year. I mean, does God want to heal one person in a year? I don't think so. I don't think so. When we gather like this, angels come and stir the waters and they stir the atmosphere so that as many as can step into it, you receive your miracle. Tonight I see somebody stepping into it, stepping into the blessing of the Lord. Oh, rise from your seat and step into something. It's something prophetic you are doing. Step into it. Say, I step into my miracle. I step into my blessing. I step into my breakthrough. I step into my healing. Receive it as you step into it. Receive it as you step into it. In the name of Jesus, you are just but a step. Oh, thank you. Keep playing for me. Let it be in the background. You are just but a step from your blessing. You are just but a step from the miracle that God wants to do in your life. You are just but a step away. Oh, if you can get this revelation tonight, I believe that the power of God is going to hit you. I believe that your life will not be the same. I believe that God is going to lift you up and take you to a higher level. Say, I believe it. That's the power of God at work. If we can believe it, the stirring of the waters each time we gather takes place. Angels gather. Why do they gather? So that they stir the atmosphere. I was reading a book by a lady called Mary Baxter, and she was talking about divine revelation of the spirit realm and divine revelation of heaven, divine different revelations. But in the spirit realm, she talked about angels who are always on assignment, especially when a man of God is ministering. And at one time, she said that Jesus took her to a church. There was a small church like this. This was the church. And there was a man of God preaching. And then she saw behind the man of God an angel. As the man was preaching, the angel was pouring oil on top of the head of the man as he was preaching. And the power was moving in the place. I tell you, an angel is here pouring oil on me. And that oil is affecting somebody here. Receive your blessing and receive your miracle. Say, I receive it. Something is happening here tonight. I feel the power of God. I feel the blessing of God. I feel the anointing of God. I feel the grace of God. I feel the spirit of God. I feel the moving of the spirit of God. Oh, somebody step in and receive it. Say, I receive it. I tell you, there's a stirring in the atmosphere right now. As the word is being preached, there's a stirring. Somebody's heart is being stirred. Somebody's spirit is being stirred. Somebody's faith is being stirred to believe God for a miracle in your life tonight. And I see God doing it in your life. Oh, say, I receive it. So we always, when we come into the presence of the Lord, we step. We are just but a step. Just a step. Oh, you can just be seated. Mercy. 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 I'll give you another one. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And verse 2 is a scripture you know very well. The Bible says that, for if we speak in an unknown tongue, it's a he that speaketh, in an unknown tongue. The Bible says that he speaketh not unto men. You see, you can just change where your conversation is going within just a twinkle of an eye, just a second. You were just speaking to men. As I'm speaking to you, I can just karabo shitanda. I've moved from speaking to you. I've already moved into speaking to God. It's just a step. I just begin to speak and kario shitabanda katene mosone ilamaturia masanda. Then I've moved from this place. I've entered another realm. I'm now communicating with God. I've left you here. Speaketh not to men. He has moved from speaking to men. As soon as he begins to speak in tongues, katibo shikatabana, inabondiriko sitanama, speaketh not unto men, but unto God. And the Bible says that no man understanded him, but how be it in? He just went into the spirit. How be it in the spirit? How be it in the spirit? He speaketh mysteries. He's speaking mysteries. He's already started speaking mysteries. He's moved out of this place. He's entered into another realm. He's claiming some things in the supernatural. He's engaging himself in something in the supernatural. You know, if you can look at it this way, maybe like the supernatural is like a cloud that is all around you, and you need to go in and receive some blessing. Go in and receive a breakthrough. Go in and receive a husband. Go in and receive a wife. Go in and receive your healing. If you want to go in the Rimo Shikatama, Habando it. You enter there and you download your blessing. You download your miracle. You download the things that you need. Oh, I see somebody. You just entered into the supernatural. Can you imagine? If you keep doing this, every day you enter the 1 hour, you enter the 2 hours, you enter the 3 hours, how many things you'll be downloading every day? Oh, I see people downloading. You are downloading some miracles and bless. Your life will be a life of miracles. Your life will be a life of testimonies. Every day shall be a testimony in your life. Spiritual things. So you are just but a step. But you see, many don't know this. And so we don't receive the blessings that we must receive. And that's why the Bible says that, for when for the time, Hebrews 5:12, you ought to be teachers. Ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. And the Bible says that you have need of milk and not of strong meat. For strong meat belongs to them who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern between good and evil. No, when your senses are exercised, you can easily discern when we have entered into the spiritual or we are still in the natural. But if you haven't exercised it. So he said, these be they, Jude 19, who separate themselves, sensual, having not the spirit. You tend to separate yourself from the things of the spirit when you remain natural. You remain in this, in the senses, sensual. You don't have the spirit. You just separate yourself. But he went on to say in verse 2, he said, but you, beloved, build up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. You build yourself up. So you become more spiritual. You become more sensitive to the things of the spirit. You enter into the spirit. You enter into the things that God has for you. And I believe that that which happened to Jacob was something that God wanted us to see and understand what happens every time we gather. Every time we gather. And I like the circumstances in which it happened for Jacob, because it gives you a very beautiful picture of how we can easily not think that God can be in a place, but he's there. That's why I kept saying, underline that thing, in that place. In that place, in this place, in that place. Because where the guy was, There is no way you will ever think that God will be in this place. Because the Bible says that he was looking for a pillow to put his head on. The place was so hard, he couldn't find anything soft enough. Bishop, I have a problem when I'm sleeping on a very hard pillow. So I can't imagine myself using a stone for a pillow. But I guess he walked around, searched for something soft. The best was a stone. Maybe somebody here, the situation you find yourself, between the rock and the hard place. And somehow, even the best for you is as hard as a stone. Tonight, I came to announce to you that God is in that situation. And God will make it. Oh, if you believe in somebody, give the Lord a shout of praise. God is in this place. And sometimes you must make that confession. Because the circumstances will tell you that he is not. But you must say, God is in this place. In that marital situation where it looks like the thing is not working, say, God is in this place. You are sitting in your car, the car keeps breaking down. Say, God is in this place. You check your bank account, there's no money there. Say, God is in this place. You are writing an exam, it looks like things are not working. Say, God is in this place. You are just going for an interview and it looks like it's becoming difficult. Say, God is in. Oh, somebody put your hands together and give the Lord a shout of praise. God is in this place. God is in this place. Even though your best option is a stone, God is in this place. God is still in this place. That's the God that we serve. So the Bible says that Jacob was just there. And in that situation, he couldn't believe. He had run away from his brother. Everything looked bleak for him. But in that place, Bible says that when he put his head down to sleep, the Bible says that he had a dream. God gave him a vision. And one of the things you need to understand is that every time that God is going to do something, he will do it in a place. It's very important that we need to gather in a place where God will do his work there. It's very important. That's why the emphasis was on the place. There must always be a gathering at a place. Wherever you are, God is there. He meets you there. And the Bible says that in that dream, he saw some three things. The first thing he saw was that there was a connection between heaven and earth. Anytime we gather in Mount Zion, we need to know that there's a connection between heaven and earth. As you stand here now, there's a connection between this place. It may look like we're in a hotel, but I tell you, there's a connection between this place and heaven. And any prayer we lift up is going direct to the heavens. And God is listening to your prayer. And God is doing something about it. The second thing he saw in the dream was that there were angels ascending and descending. You may not think about it in any way. But you see, the Bible says that the angels were ascending and descending. The question you ask is, why were they not rather descending and ascending? Because we know that the angels are up there. They need to be coming down and going up. But somehow, he stations them in our midst. When we gather like this, when you come with a problem, the angels go up with a problem. They get the solution and they bring it down to you. Tonight, you came here sick. You came here with a problem. I see, there's a very, very active something that is happening in the spirit now. The atmosphere is charged. The angels are on the alert right now. They are trotting. They are waiting to be moving up and down. There's a very spiritual activity, very strong activity taking place now in the spirit realm. If your eyes were open, you will see that the angels are just going up. They receive instruction. They come down. They come. They find out. What do they need? They take it up. They go and get it. They bring it down to us. Every time angels are moving up and down. They are. And the third thing he saw was that the Bible says that, and he saw the Lord, I think in verse 12 or 13 also, he saw the Lord on top of the ladder, beholding all that was going on. Anytime we gather, God is up there, beholding everything that goes on. You have no idea, but God sees it all. You may think that God has not seen you. He has seen you. You thought that, how come God doesn't know? He doesn't see what I'm going through. Look at me, I'm struggling. And God is not doing. No, God has seen it. He's at work. He is at work. Angels are moving up and down. He is at work in your situation. He is. What a place. What a place. What a place. You know, that's why sometimes we have to sing songs like, God is here. His wonders to perform. Because many people don't come with that mind that God is here. But tonight I feel His presence here. He's in the place. These are the activities that are taking place. And then, these are not just the things that are taking place, but He's also speaking. God is not just watching, but He's speaking. Because the Bible says, when He go there, He says that He reached the top, and behold, the angels of God ascended and descended. In verse 12, 13, then He said in verse 13, and behold, the Lord stood above it and said, He's not just standing there watching, but He's saying something. He's saying something. He's saying, right now I hear the voice of God speaking concerning somebody's situation right now. He can see and He's saying something about it. You know that thing that they have? They say, Christ is the head of this house, the unseen guest at every meal. I don't know whether you have some here in America, but in Ghana there's this plaque that they have in people's homes. The unseen guest at every meal, the silent listener to every conversation. God doesn't want to be a silent listener. He wants to speak about it. He wants to do something about it. He wants to participate in it. Contribute. That's why when we are sharing the grace, with the grace of our Lord, the love of God, the communion, the fellowship, the contribution, and the participation of the Holy Spirit. So He is standing up there, and what is He saying? He said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee I will give it. That's a promise of possession. I love that one. That thing that was a problem for you, you shall possess that thing. Oh, I don't know whether I heard your amen here tonight. Whatever has been a problem for you, you will be in possession of that thing from today. You know, it reminds me of those four men who were carrying their friend, the cripple. And they went to the meeting where Jesus was with some people there. And the Bible says that the power of God, Luke 5:17, was present to heal them. But somehow they, who the power was present to heal them, they were not receiving it. So these guys realized that, no, we need to enter in there and take this miracle and receive this power, because God is in this place. The people seated there, they don't know that God is in this place. So we must go there and receive that. Oh, I don't know whether I'm speaking to somebody here. And the Bible says, when they couldn't find any way to enter, they went up the roof. They broke the roof. Somebody must break the roof today. You must not allow anything to stop you. Don't let a person standing by you stop you. Break the protocol. Break the roof. Go beyond that thing that is standing by you. Break the roof. And the Bible says that when they lowered the man to Jesus, the first thing that Jesus said was that, your sins are forgiven. See, because they had come to break somebody's roof. You know, I was thinking about it the other day, and I said that I think that sometimes it's better to receive forgiveness than to receive permission. Yeah, because sometimes when you are looking for permission, you may never get it. Do you think that if the landlord or the owner of the house, they came to them, you know what, we want to bring this man in, want to break your roof, do you think he would have allowed? No. He would call the police and arrest them. The whole miracle would have gone. But when you need your miracle, sometimes you need to go beyond some things. Then later you ask for forgiveness. Tell the brother, forgive me. I needed my miracle. That's why I stepped on your foot. But please forgive me. I was so much in the spirit, I needed my miracle. Otherwise, you'll be checking yourself so much, you can't receive. You want to receive. You want to jump. But the person sitting by you is not allowing you. So you wish you could ask him for permission. Can I jump? No, jump. Later they say, forgive me. Forgive me. Oh, put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. But the Bible says that when they brought the man, and Jesus said, your sins are forgiven, then He said to the man, the people were wondering, how can He forgive sins? What power and right does He have to forgive sins? He didn't even listen to them. He said, but to show you that I am really the man with the power and I can do all things, he said to the man, rise up, take up your bed and walk. And the man, the bed that had been carrying him, now he took the bed and was carrying the bed with him. May you carry your problem. May your problem not carry you, but may you carry your problem. Oh, put your hands together and give the Lord a shout. The land on which thou liest, you shall possess it. You shall possess it. I see you possessing. He said, whatsoever the soles of your feet shall tread, you shall possess. I see you possessing some things in the name of Jesus. Something that has been a burden. It has been a big issue for you. You are possessing that thing. It is no longer a problem. You are not serving it. It is serving you in the name of Jesus. The land on which thou liest. That's what the Lord is saying tonight. That sickness, that cancer, that thing that has been a burden, you are going to be in charge of that thing from today. It will not be controlling you anymore. That problem that makes you depressed all the time, from now, you will not be the one depressed. You will be speaking to that thing to let you go in the name of Jesus. The land on which thou liest, thou shalt possess it. Then he said in verse 14, he said, wow, we have moved from this place long ago. Go back to Genesis chapter 10, 28, sorry, verse 14. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Then he said, and your seed shall be as the dust of the earth. There's a promise of plenty. It's too powerful. God is going to give you more than you can carry. When God is blessing you, he doesn't just give you something small, he gives you more. He said he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above. He doesn't just give you little. He said, open your mouth wide and I shall fill it. Today, don't limit God in anything. Just open your mouth wide and receive the blessing of the Lord. Anything you need, don't be afraid. God will give you good measure. Pressed down, shaking together, running over. He will give unto you. Receive it tonight. Receive it tonight. Receive it tonight. In the name of Jesus. He said, you shall be as the dust of the earth. And I like this one. You shall spread abroad to the west. Tell the person standing by you, excuse me, I need to spread because there's something. I feel a spreading anointing. I'm spreading. I don't know which way is the west, but I've chosen somewhere. All right. Oh, somebody spread to the west. Spread to the west. Then I see that it's not enough. He said you shall spread abroad to the east. Can you begin to spread abroad to the east? 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 They tell the person, don't worry. Just forgive me because when it comes to receiving my miracle, sometimes I get a bit excited. So I don't know what to do. Begin to spread to the west. The west. It's a spreading. I see our church spreading to the east. To the east. I see your miracle spreading to the west. It is spreading to the east. Aleboshikatana. Somebody is asking, what are we doing? What are we doing? It's something prophetic. We are stepping into the spiritual. We are stepping into the blessing of God. We are stepping into the miracles of God. Say, I'm stepping in. And I said, that is not enough. He said, and it shall spread to the north. I don't know where the north is, but I see you spreading to the north. People are spreading to the north. All over America, our churches are spreading, Bishop. All over America, the north, all the way. Lighthouse churches are there, and I see that is not enough. And you shall spread to the south. Oh, I see a spreading to the south. I see a spread. Somebody put your hands together and give the Lord a shout. He said, and in thee and thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. I feel a blessing in the house. I said, I feel a blessing in the house. A blessing that will turn your situation around. A blessing that will turn you around. A blessing that will lift you to a higher place. A blessing that will break the curses that have been operating in your life. A blessing that will cause you to smile. A blessing that will cause you to rejoice. A blessing that will cause you to dance. Somebody put your hands together. Give the Lord a shout. I just stepped there. In the spirit. Then he said in verse 15, he said, and behold, I am with you. I like that one. I love that one. Sometimes all you need is for God to be with you, and how God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Sometimes all you need is for God to be with you. Every other thing will work. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 39 and verse 1. Look at that scripture, Genesis 39, verse 1. He's enjoying the word so much, he has forgotten that he's supposed to give us the scriptures. But Genesis 39, verse 1, look at it. The Bible was speaking about Joseph and some things, just so that you understand what it means when God is with you. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down. Verse 2, look at it. And the Lord was with Joseph. And he was a prosperous man. Now you may think that he just became prosperous. No, it was because the Lord was with him. When God says, I am with you, it means that you are about to prosper. When God says, I am with you, something is about to change. And he was a prosperous man. And in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Can you be in the house of your master and still be prosperous? Yes, it's possible when God is with you. You can be in somebody's house. You can be in somebody's country and still be blessed. Hey! Oh, I didn't hear your amen. I didn't hear your shout. Oh, somebody give the Lord a shout. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made Koboshitama Handerikosata. God has a way of making things work on your behalf. For the Bible says that the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. He added no sorrow with it. The blessing makes, it makes. He has a way of making you. You were not there before, but he will make you. The Lord made whatever he did to prosper. So the thing will be failing, but God will make it to prosper. Thanks be to God, which always causes us. He will cause you when you are failing. He will cause you to triumph. He made everything that he did to prosper. And all that he did to prosper in his hand. So the Bible says in verse 3. Yeah, thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you there? And Joseph found grace in his sight. You jumped. Oh, okay, we read verse 3. And Joseph found grace in his sight. And he served him. And he made him overseer. You can find grace and favor in the sight of your boss when God is with you. Sometimes the miracle, all the miracle you need is for God to be with you. That's all. It's enough. That's all you need. It's more than enough. Because look at all these things. You are finding favor before your boss, and the Bible says that he made him overseer over everything that he put it in his hand. Verse 5 says that, look at it, verse 5. And it came to pass from that time that he made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in his house and in the field. Just because God was with him. Tonight, may the Lord be with somebody here. All you just need is God to be with you. As you step into the supernatural, God will be with you. Wherever you go, you shall be like David, who said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. You will not be afraid anymore, because you know God is with you. You are assured in your spirit that God is with me. Thou art with me. Then he said in verse 16, We've gone back to Genesis 28. He said, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Verse 16, is that where we were? And Jacob, no, I haven't finished verse 15. And will keep you in all. He said, I am with you. And I will keep you in all the places whither you go. All the places. That's a promise of preservation. He will preserve you. God will preserve you in whatever you're going through. Can you imagine? He was alone in the wilderness. Nobody was with him. He needed God. And God said, I will keep you. I came to announce to somebody that in that thing, God will keep you. You shall not die before your time. The enemy is telling you that you are going to die. But I came to prophesy to somebody here that you shall not die. You shall live to declare the words of the Lord. It may look like we are moving from one place to the other, but the church will not die. The church will survive. The church will live on. And the church will multiply. Say, I receive it. God will multiply us. God will keep us. Satan will not be able to attack you. Even though he may come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him, and no weapon that is fashioned against you shall prosper. If another version says that the weapon that can overcome you has not been manufactured. Wow. He said, I'll keep you. Then he said, Pastor Moneno, you are taking me out of my scripture. Back to 15. He said, I will keep you whither thou goest and will bring you again into this land. I like that one. That it may look like God has finished, but it's not finished. And it's something about restoration that God is going to give you back. Whatever you lost, he said, I'll bring you back again into this place. You need to be restored to that place where you were before, and you left that place. God is going to restore you. Some of you, God will restore you even more than the way he has done for you. God will do more, far more, far more, far more. Because see, when God is doing it, he does it better than man. When man is restoring, he gives you the same. But when God is restoring, God gives it to you at today's market value. That is what the Bible calls restitution. Yes, because when man is giving back to you, he restores back to you the same value. But when God is giving to you, he gives it back to you at today's market value. So in case you lost something 5 years ago, he's not going to give you exactly that thing that you lost. He will give it to you what it would have been worth today's market value. That's what the Bible says, that you should give and it shall be given back to you. Good measure. Now, it will be given back to you is restoration. But good measure, pressed down, shaking together, running over, is restitution. Because that one, that's how God does it. He said, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He said, but I am come that you might have life. That's restoration. But have it more abundantly. That is restitution. He will give it to you. I don't know what you have lost. I've seen people who have been believing God for a child. There was a woman, she was believing God for a child many, many years. Her friends, her colleagues had all given birth and all that. 10 years, the Lord touched her. She had twins. Now, at the end of the 10 years, when you ask the friends, everybody, how many children do you have? Two. How many do you have? Two. How many do you have? Two. And then when you ask the woman, she also has two. The Lord has restored at today's market value. He has given it to you. That's why he said he will restore the years, not the thing you lost, but he will restore the years which the canker worm has eaten. He restores years. He doesn't restore the thing you lost. I will bring you back to this place. I see you coming back. Oh, I see. Somebody said, devil, I shall be back. Sometimes the devil thinks that's your end. It's not over at all. At all, at all. Once our Savior rose from the grave, there's nothing that can keep us down. I see you coming out of every grave. In the name of Jesus, give the Lord a shout. Then I like this one. He said, for I will not leave you, Kaboshana, until I have done that which I spoke to thee of. God will not stop until he has finished doing. Listen, if God has finished with you, then God has failed. Look at somebody and say, if God is finished with you, then God has failed. Because God is not finished with you yet. Tell the person, you are still under construction. So that's why the situation looks so messy. Tell him that's why your whole surrounding, everything looks so messy. Because you are at the construction site. But very soon, he will make all things beautiful. Somebody celebrate Jesus and give the Lord a shout. He has made all things beautiful in his time. Tonight, God is here. I don't know what you came here with. I don't know what burden you came here with, but I know this one thing, that you are not leaving here with it, because angels are here, the Spirit of God is here, the presence of God is here, spirits of just men are here to ensure that what you are going through, the Lord will answer that request. And tonight, I don't know how many are ready to step into the supernatural, but there's something there for you tonight. You need to step there and receive your miracle and receive your blessing. Wherever you are, stand to your feet, because I feel an anointing here. Let the keyboard fill the house. Let the Spirit of God take over you and lift up your voice now. Somebody begin to enter into the supernatural. Lift up your voice in prayer. Begin to speak in tongues now, because something is happening tonight. I sense the power of God all over this place. Mandoria Bashata, Ibaloko Tondere Baba Bashata, Ayabandoria Sandere Bode, Ibaloko Tondere Baba Babayada. Lift up your voice and pray now in the name of Jesus. Ramosata, Ayepondo Bobo Sundere Baba Baba, Lekatondara Baba. Lift up your voice, pray now. Something is happening. I see a lot of people entering into the supernatural. Open your voice, open up your mouth and open. Lift up your voice and pray now. In the name of Jesus, Rabo Shikata, Ambabandoria Sandaya. Don't let the person standing next to you, don't let that person hinder you. Oh, Libro Sitala Baba Baba. Ale pre no de Baba 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 Sotala. Aye bebe bele bene bosona. Aye bele bosona. Ibalone badiona. Atandoria sunere baba. Oh, lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Pastor Henry, just help me with a prayer. In the name of Jesus. Ramoshata. Ayepandoria nerebene. Lift up your voice. Pray right now. Pray. Because we need to enter there. God has something for you tonight. God has something for you tonight. In the name of Jesus. Pray tonight. In the name of Jesus. I feel something happening here tonight. I feel something happening here tonight. In the name of Jesus. Step into the supernatural. Step into the supernatural. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Step into the supernatural. Step into the supernatural. Step into the supernatural. In the name of Jesus. You can move from where you are. And stop moving. Stop moving as you pray. Stop moving as you pray. Because you are stepping into something. Walk from where you are and stop moving. Pray. Step into it. 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 Hale Pasha Nana. Haya bele 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 bele. Haya bele 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 bele. Haya bele 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 bele. Haya bele 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 bele. Haya 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 haya. Hale bele 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 bele. Ali andere bele sota la baba. Haya andere bele bele sota. Haya bele 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 sone. Iye padoni anda. Hatanga. Hey! Hey! Oh, pray.
pray 5 minutes. Lift up your voice and pray. At least for the next 5 minutes. Come out of this natural. Enter the supernatural. Enter the supernatural. In the name of Jesus. Oh, you can clap your hands and pray. Clap your hands and pray. Clap your hands and pray. Enter the supernatural. Enter the supernatural. Enter the supernatural. Enter the supernatural. Somebody is happening here tonight. In the name of Jesus. I see many people. Oh, entering. Your healing. Your miracle. Your blessing. I see angels all over this place. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Step in somebody. Step in somebody. 3 minutes pray. 3 minutes pray. In the name of Jesus. Somebody step in and claim your healing. Step in and claim your miracle. Step in and claim your blessing. I don't know what you came here looking for, but step in and take it now. Step in and take it now. Step in and take it now. In the name of Jesus, step in and take it now. Step in and take it now. In the name of Jesus, I see you laying hold on that miracle, on that blessing. 2 minutes, pray. 2 minutes, pray. Rub your hands in the next 2 minutes. Receive it. 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 Aye, Sonny. Aye, 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 1 minute, pray. 1 minute, clap your hands. 1 minute. Step in. Step in. I see the waters. The waters have been stirred. I see many people stepping into the waters. Stepping into the waters. Stepping into the waters. Stepping into the waters. Step in and receive your miracle. Step in and receive your blessing. Step in and receive your breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. Oh, you are judged by the step. You are judged by the step. 30 seconds. 30 seconds. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Don't be left out. Don't be left out. Oh. 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 Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Oh yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are here, oh, amongst us, for we have God that is your name. We can feel your presence in this place. Oh, you are here. You are here amongst us. You are enthroned. You are enthroned upon I pray. You are here. You are here. Here to heal. Here to heal. And here to save. And here to save. Want to sing it again? You are here. You are here. Thank you, Lord. You are here amongst us. Among. For we have gathered in your name. For we have gathered that in your name. We can feel your presence in this place. Oh, you are here amongst us. among. You are enthroned upon our praise. You are enthroned upon our praise. You are here. You are here. Here to heal. Here to heal. And here to save. And here to save. Oh, you are here. You are here. In our midst. In our midst. How we've waited for moments like this. How we've waited for moments like this. Have your way. Have your way. In this place. In this place. Holy Spirit, come do as you wish. Holy Spirit, come do as you wish. We are changed as you move in our midst. We are changed as you move in our midst. You are here, you are here. In our midst, in our midst. How we've waited for moments like this. How we've waited for moments like this. Have your way, have your way. In this place, in this place. Holy Spirit, come do as you wish. Holy Spirit, come do as you wish. We are changed as you move in our midst. We are changed as you move in our midst. You are here in our midst. In our midst. Have we waited for moments like this? Have your way. Have your way. In this place. In this place. Holy Spirit, come do as you wish. Spirit, come do as you wish. We are changed as you move in our midst.
We are changed
as you move in. Just the keyboard. You are here. You are here. In our midst. In our midst. Have we waited for moments like this? Have we waited for moments like this? Have your way. Have your way. In this place. In this place. Holy Spirit, come do as you wish. Holy Spirit, come do as you wish. We are changed as you move in our midst. We are changed as you move in our midst. Sing it again. You are here. You are here. In our midst. In our midst. How we waited for moments like this.
How we waited
for moments like this. Have your way. Have your way. In this place. Holy Spirit, come do as you wish. Come do as you wish. We are changed. We are changed as you move in our. Oh, you. You are here, you are here. Oh Jesus, in our midst. How we've waited for moments like this. We've waited for moments like this. Have your way, have your way. In this place, in this place. Holy Spirit, come to you. Holy Spirit, come to you. As you wish. We are changed as you move. We are changed as you move in our midst. The presence of the Lord is here tonight. Jesus is here tonight. Oh yes, I can feel His presence. I can feel His power. Somebody reach out into the supernatural and receive your touch tonight. Receive that blessing of the Lord tonight. It's on you tonight, right now. Receive it wherever you are. I sense the power of God all over this place. Some of you can feel the power is so strong on you. That's it. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. It's the power of the Holy Spirit. The power of God. Touching you now. Receive it. Receive it tonight. In the name of Jesus. Don't be left out of what God is doing tonight. For the Lord, the power of God is here to heal you. To deliver you, to set you free. Oh, say right now, receive it. Step into it. Step into it now. Receive it tonight. Rimo shikata la baba. That's it. That's it. That's it. Take it. Take it wherever you are. The power of God is flowing from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. That's it. Something is being turned around. Some situations are being turned around. Something is happening. Something is happening. The power of God is touching you. All right now, in the name of Jesus, every hold of the enemy over your life is broken. In the name of Jesus, right now, right now, right now, be set free tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh yes, yes tonight, yes tonight, yes tonight. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Hey, libro sika tala baba baba. Shanere bebe bele andere. Ilere bebe bele andere bea. Oh, sing a new song in the spirit tonight. Himalio nari apalo baba sonde. Ayelere bani andere apalo baba sonda. Ayandere bani andere bea. Oh, yandere bebe bea sonda ya. Atanari andere bea. Oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, yes, 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 I tell you, something is happening here. The Holy Spirit is here tonight. I see many people, the power of God is touching you. You feel it all over you. You can feel the presence of God. Some of you are shaking uncontrollably. That's the power of God over you. That's it. Some of you have tears running down your face. It's the power of God on you right now. In the name of Jesus, I see chains breaking. I see someone who came here depressed. The spirit of heaviness is being lifted from you tonight. In the name of Jesus. I see somebody, you look like you are between a hard place and a rock. And the power of God is touching you right now. Oh yes, God is doing something in your life right now. In the name of Jesus, receive it now. It is happening from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. The power of God is touching you tonight. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we bless you tonight. Listen, tonight if you are here, you sense the power of God so strong on you. I need you to come to the front right now because God is doing something in your life. Oh, yes. And all I need is you, Lord. It's you, Lord. All I need is you. You sense the power of God so strong on you. I need you to come to the front. I need to lay hands on you tonight. Something is happening. Just come all the way to the front. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. All I need is you, Lord. And all I need is you, Lord. Hey, it's you, Lord. All I need is you. I think we're standing. Yeah. And all I need is you, Lord. It's you, Lord. All I need is you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And all I need is you. It's you, Lord. It's you, Lord. All I need is you. Come on. Tell the Lord. And all I need is you. Oh, you, Lord. All I need is you. Oh, oh, hey. And all I need is you. The power of God is so strong here. Lift up your hands wherever you are. Can I have some oil? Oh, and all I need is you. Ah, it's you, Lord. All I need is you. And all I need is you. That's it, that's it, that's it, that's it. It's all over you now. Receive it. Receive it. Just leave them. Don't struggle with them at all. The power of God is touching you now. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Hey! Hey! Jesus! Hey! All I need is you. That's it. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That's it. The power of God is touching you now. Receive it. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. Whoa. Yeah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, thank you, Lord. That's it. Receive it. Take it now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your touch, your mother's life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Everybody lift up your hands right now. There's a strong presence here. Yes, that's just the keyboard. Fill the house right now. Something is happening here. Yes. I sense the power of God touching many people here. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Let yourself go and receive that touch from the Lord. Lose yourself now and allow God to touch you. That's it. He's touching you right now. Some of you can feel heat all over your body. Some of you, the tears are just running down your face. That's the power of God. That's the power of God. The power of God is just touching you right now. You feel tears running down your face. God has opened his heavens over you right now. And he's touching you. I don't know who that person is, but tears are running down your face. I need you to come to me tonight. Because you see, that's how God touches you. And God is doing a work in your life right now. Come quickly to the front. You don't know, but you can't stop the tears from running down your face. It's just running down your face. That's the power of God touching you right now. Just come to the front. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Look at that. Something is happening. Something is happening. You feel it. Tears are just running down your face. Tears are just running down your face. Just come. Because God is touching you right now. Oh, Holy Spirit. Oh, Jesus. Look at that. Power of God is so strong on this lady. Yes. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes. Just let it break. 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 Ashes, you need to be anointed, please. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lift up your hands right now. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. Yes. I feel something breaking. You came here depressed. Strong spirit of depression on you, and you've been depressed for so long. That thing is breaking now. Now. Be loose now. Now. Be loose. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke that spirit of heaviness. Come out of her. Come out of him now. Be loose in the name of Jesus. The Lord is setting you free right now.
in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Tonight you also came here. You find yourself, you are like Jacob. You find yourself in a hard place. A very hard place. You are asking yourself, how did I find myself here? And for you, there's nothing. The softest thing you can find is a stone. That's as soft as it can get. But tonight, you are here like that. I need you to come to me tonight. Because God is turning that hard thing into a beautiful thing tonight. Come quickly. I don't know where you find yourself. But you're saying, this thing is too hard for me. You're saying, the Lord is too much for me. I can't handle it. The Lord is touching you tonight. His presence is here tonight. Touching you. Tonight, everybody lift up your hand. Because I sense God's power touching many people tonight. All over this place, lift up your hand. There's a glory that is sweeping across the auditorium right now. Thank you, Lord. Yes, it's happening. It's happening. I hope I have some ashes with me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That's it. That's it. That's it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for your power. Thank you, Lord, for your touch, O God. In the name of Jesus. Lord is touching you tonight. The Lord is touching you tonight. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. Don't be like Jacob, who said the Lord was in this place and I knew it not. But may you say that the Lord was in this place and I knew it. 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 Yes. 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 It's like you. It's on you. Jesus. 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 Oh, thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Receive it. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. I feel a rain. I feel a rain. I feel a rain. We're in your presence. Let it rain. Your rain. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let it fall on me. Oh, we're in your presence. Oh, let it rain. Touch, Lord, touch, Lord. Your rain. Oh, let it fall on me. Open the floodgates. Oh, Jesus. In abundance. And cause your rain to fall on me. Open the floodgates. Oh, Jesus. In abundance. And cause your rain. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Baba. Oh, Lord, thank you for a change in this life. There's a change from tonight. There's a change from tonight. Baba. There's a change from tonight. There's a change from tonight. Change.
name of tonight. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yeah, Baba. Oh, 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 Baba. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, Baba. Open the floodgates. Open the floodgates in abundance and cause your rain to fall on me. Open the floodgates in abundance and cause your rain. Hey, Baba. Oh, lift up your hand and sing to the Lord tonight. Hey, Baba. Yeah. Oh, Baba. Oh, somebody step into the supernatural. As you worship, you are stepping into the supernatural. Yeah, 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 Baba. Yeah, yeah, Baba. Jesus. Oh, oh,
oh,
Baba. Say it, brother. Say it. Say it. Say it. Say it. Hey. Baba, Baba, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Touch your people tonight. Hey, hey,
Baba. Oh.
Lord, yes, he's here. He's touching you tonight. Just allow him. That's it. Take it in. Take in that deep breath now. Take in that deep breath and receive. Now, take it. Receive it. Receive it now. Take it in. Yes. That's it. That's the power of God touching you now. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, Lord, we bless you. We thank you. Somebody needs to make a confession that the Lord is in this place. I don't know what you are going through, but confess that that thing you are going through, the Lord is in it. Make that confession tonight. Declare that this thing, God is in it. God is in this place. God is in this place. God is in it. God is in it. God is in it. My God is at work in this one. I refuse to give up. I refuse to retire. I refuse to give up on it. Because I know God is in it. God is in it. God is in it. God is in it. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for your presence tonight. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Tonight, if you are sick in any part of your body, you came here with a particular sickness. Came here, probably you came with a stomach ache, back ache. You have an ear problem, an eye problem, a lump in the breasts. Something, the power of God is touching you right now. Place your hand right at that place. Right now. The healing power of God is flowing. The Bible says that and the power of God was present to heal them. The power of God is present here to heal you. Right now. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Whatever sickness it is, it bows at the name of Jesus. I declare that in the name of Jesus, you are healed.
from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Whatever it is, heart disease, heart problem, toothache, whatever problem you have, backache, right now the power of God is flowing. It's flowing right now. It's flowing right now. Receive your healing. For he is the Lord that heals you tonight. He is the Lord, your healer tonight. He's touching you. I rebuke that stomach ache now in the name of Jesus. I rebuke arthritis. I rebuke HIV, cancer, in the name of Jesus. That lump in the breast, I declare that the fire of the Holy Ghost is burning it out now in the name of Jesus. Fibroids, go. Now, be loose. Be set free. The power of God is all over you right now. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive it in your legs. Receive healing. The joints of your body, receive healing. That fever is leaving you now in the name of Jesus. That depression is leaving you now in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Father, we bless you for your healing. Thank you for your touch tonight. For you are the Lord that heals me. You are the Lord that healed me. Oh yes, declare it. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word and you healed my disease. You sent your word and you healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. As you're singing, believe that you'll receive your healing right now. Come on. You are the Lord that healeth me, that healeth. Oh, you are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word. You sent your word. And you healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. Sing it one more time. You are the Lord that healeth me. You are the Lord, hey, that healeth me. Oh, you are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word. You sent your word. And you healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word and you healed my disease. You sent your word and you healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word and you healed my disease. You sent your word and you healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. Oh, Father, I thank you for miracles tonight. Thank you for your power, your healing power that is flowing through your people right now. Thank you that you have healed your people. Infirmities have been dealt with tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you that asthma is healed. Thank you that eye disease, ear problems, they've been healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you for touching your people tonight. Headaches gone. Throat, pain in the throat. Sore throat gone tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for your healing. Thank you that lumps in the body have disappeared in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirit of madness is being dealt with in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. We bless you. Somebody begin to thank God for your healing. Thank him that he has healed you tonight. Thank him right now. Just thank him right now. Just bless him right now. Bless him tonight. Declare that you are well. Declare that you are healed. And begin to do what you couldn't do before. Maybe you couldn't move your leg. Move it. Maybe you couldn't bend. Bend. Whatever you couldn't do, do it. Check yourself now, because the power of God has touched you. He has been here with us tonight. He's here. He has touched you. Check yourself. Do what you couldn't do before. Move your arms. Move your leg. Whatever you couldn't do, check it. Check it, because the power of God has touched you. He has healed you. He has set you free tonight. Oh yes, somebody begin to clap your hands and rejoice, because the Lord has healed you. The Lord has touched you. Oh yes. Father, we bless you. We thank you for your touch. We give you glory. We give you thanks. We worship you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Tonight, with every head bowed, with all eyes closed, maybe somebody invited you to this program, but deep down in your heart, you know that you are not born again. You don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You're not sure where you're going to spend eternity when you die. You don't know where you're going, whether you're going to heaven or hell. But tonight you can be sure. You can be sure by just taking a step, giving your heart to Him, making Him the Lord of your life. Tonight, with all eyes closed and every head bowed, if you're here, you don't know Jesus, you want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to surrender it all to Him. I've been struggling all alone by myself, but I need the Lord. Tonight, you're here like that. I need you to lift up your right hand. I'm going to pray with you. I want to give your life to Jesus. I want to pray with you. You want to be born again. Lift up your right hand. Tonight is your night. You want to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Let it go up above your head if you're lifting up your hand. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We bless you tonight. We give you glory. We give you praise. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Tonight, maybe you also came with something. You came maybe with a headache or back pain. You came with a particular issue. But somehow tonight the Lord has touched you. The power of God has touched you. And that thing you came with, you don't feel it anymore. Maybe it's a headache, or probably it's a depression, whatever you came with. But somehow the Lord has set you free. If you're also here like that, lift up your right hand. God touched you tonight. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I see your hands. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. So many miracles the Lord has done. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Now, with your hand lifted, can you do one more thing for me? Can you come to me in front here? Just come to me, my brother. Come. Come from the back. Clap for them as they come. Come quickly. Come this way to my right hand side. God touched you. Somebody else, the Lord touched you. Come this way. Come to my right hand side. Come this way. God bless you. God touched you. Come all the way. We want to hear what the Lord has done. Oh, somebody celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Pastor Harry, is it possible to find out what has happened here? I surrender. They're all. Let's find out. Hey, oh, to thee, my Savior, I surrender. Listen, I want to do one more thing. I sense the Spirit of God impressing on my heart to do it. The Bible says that Jacob, he vowed a vow. He said that, Lord, if you will be with me in this way that I go and bring me back, give me food to eat and everything. He said, you shall be my God. Then he said something. He said, of all that you give to me, I will give a tenth to you. Tonight, I want to pray with you. If you're here, you find it difficult to pay your tithe. You struggle to pay. Listen. It can be very easy for you. God can touch you. And you will find that you pay. Every month you struggle to pay your tithe. I want to pray with you. Just come to me right now. Come to me. I want to pray with you. Come. Somebody's blessing is in this one. I need to pray with you. I feel that there are more people who need to come. Just come quickly. We're going to pray. You struggle to pay your tithe. But God is going to give you grace. Come. Come. It will be very easy for you. You'll be amazed. Anything that comes into your hands, you give a tenth to the Lord. There's one more person who needs to come. If you're that person, just come quickly. We need to pray. Because I believe that this is going to be the turning point for you. Come. If you're that person, come. God bless you. Come. Come. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Give me some oil. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Yes. Just lift up your hands. Thank you. God is going to surprise you as you pay your tithe. Thus saith the Spirit of the Lord. I'm going to restore to you that which you have lost at today's market value. There's a blessing that will come to you because you have obeyed my word tonight. Father, thank you for grace for your servant to pay his tithe. Don't go yet. I'll just be praying with you. Father, thank you for the grace to pay her tithe. Yes. Yes. Father, thank you for grace to pay her tithe. 10% of whatever you give to her. Father, thank you for grace. Oh. Yes. Father, thank you for grace. That's it. That's it. It's on you. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Listen, give me some tithe envelopes. Do you have some tithe envelopes here? I sense that I should do this. It's going to be a covenant you're entering into with the Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. This is the step into that covenant. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is going to be your first envelope after this meeting that you are paying your tithe in. And it's going to open the door to subsequent tithes that you're going to pay. And it will not be a struggle. It will not be a struggle. Thank you, Lord. Father, thank you for your blessing for all these words. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Just go back. What happened here? Please take your seats. Yes. Amen. Tell me. Wow. Mercy. Amen.
Since morning.
Oh, what's happening here? The devil is a liar. He cannot steal our testimony at all.
Hallelujah.
They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
And by the word of their testimony.
I think, let me
stop. We are giving that testimony.
Hallelujah.
Is our brother here? Come this way. What's your name?
Pride.
Pride. Wow. What a name. Wow. Your dad gave you that name? Your grandma? Wow. No, why she gave you that name anyway. Right. Pride, okay. My pride and joy. Wonderful. Yes. You came here with a stomach ache and it's been there since morning.
Yeah, the whole day I've had the stomach ache the whole day. Like, my stomach's been bothering me all day.
And tonight, what happened? Can you dash us some sound? We will bless you after service.
I don't know. Like it kind of seemed like because you kept on saying if you have a stomach ache,
and
I kind of had this feeling that you knew or something, you know. So
wow.
It was like, I don't know. Like, I just felt it go away.
And then that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody, put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Father, thank you for this miracle in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Wonderful. What happened here?
Prophet, this brother also has
come
been
this way,
having,
sir. What's your name?
Yeah.
Juan. What happened to Juan?
He's been suffering from a severe headache.
Headache.
But since you laid hands on him, he said it's gone.
The headache is gone. How long has he been there?
For a week,
yes. You've had this headache,
mm-hmm.
And today it's gone.
Yes,
you don't feel it again.
No.
Oh, Wow. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes the Lord has to give you a headache, then you understand some of these things. Wow. Father, thank you for your touch. Lord, use this one. God is going to use you, Joanne. I sense God touching you. This is what the Spirit of the Lord says. Avail yourself to me, and I will use you. Open up to him. Open up to him. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
What happened here?
Another miracle of headache.
Actually,
he's been in the hospital for about 20 hours.
And you've been in the hospital for 20 hours?
Yes.
You mean he was admitted there for 20 hours?
Yeah.
Because of the headache?
Because it turned into a migraine. And believe it or not, the devil was telling me, you're not going to make that. You're not going to make it on Friday. And I knew. I got my son to drive me down here. I said, well, I don't care how late it gets. I know I need to be there. Mm. And I knew that once I made it here, wow, with my brothers.
Wow. It was like,
where's your son? Your son drove you here. Is that what you said? Where is he? Come. Wow. What's your name?
Marcus.
You had to drive him here. Wow. Because of the headache. It was bad. Bad.
To the point I couldn't lift my head.
Wow.
I said, son, get me there. I'll be all right.
That's it. Just get me to that place and I'll be all right. Somebody put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. It's gone. The Lord has dealt with it. Father, thank you for this miracle. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, the power of God is still strong on him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your touch. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Put your hands together.
That's Mr.
What happened?
He feels he has some freedom in his spirit.
That's it.
Okay, praise God.
Hallelujah.
But for those who know me, I'm sure you could tell I'm pretty reserved. But tonight, I realized one of my heart's desires has been met.
Mm-hmm.
I had an encounter. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah.
But I know
that
God was in this place. And I felt that relief.
That's it.
I have longed for it for many years, and
wow,
it happened tonight.
It happened tonight.
So,
are you not excited about that? Stand to your feet and give the Lord a shout. Wow. Hallelujah. There's a song. Easy. Let's celebrate the presence of the Lord. He is the Holy One, forever we adore. He is here to worship Him. It's such a sweet reward. He is here in our midst. He is here. He is here. Let's celebrate the presence of the Lord. He is here, the Holy One, whether we adore. He is here to worship Him. Such a sweet reward. He is here in our midst. He is here. How many know that He's here? Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Please be seated. Can I have some of those envelopes? Give me some envelopes.